Good morning. So the reading today is taken from page 807, and that's Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 21. That's Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 21, page 807 from Church Bibles. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
Can you guess from that clip who's leading the football ministry? Let me pray. It's great to be with you guys. Let me pray quickly and then we'll dig into God's word together. Father, thank you so much that you are a speaking God. And we pray, Lord, that you would speak to us now and you would give us hearts to listen. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'll come on to that replay that we saw in just a minute. But first of all, I want to ask, do you ever feel in life like you just want to start again? Life can be a little bit like that, can't it? And kids, I don't know if you've ever had this experience where you kind of do the spelling test and then you hand it in, and then straight after you've handed it in, you think, oh, that last spelling that I left, I know the name of it now, just give it back to me. I want to rewind and I want to replay and start again. Adults, maybe you've had these kind of conversations where this always happens to me with conversations. I walk away from the conversation realizing all the things I should have said and all of the good answers. And then I think, oh, if only I could have just rewound and done that conversation again and replayed it. That's the same, isn't it, for all of us when it comes to our walk with the Lord. We can all look back on a day and think, oh man, I messed up again. With God. And I did it deliberately. It wasn't that I was being forgetful or accidental. I sinned against God on purpose. Maybe I got angry at school and I knew I shouldn't have done. Or maybe I lied. Or I was ashamed of Jesus when an opportunity came up to talk about him. And perhaps we think, if only I could rewind. If only I could go back, give it another go and replay what happened. I'd do it differently. But we all know, don't we, that we probably wouldn't. That's the scary thing, isn't it? There's never a day that goes by when we don't sin. We probably know that all the more, actually, as adults. I don't know, kids, you can ask your parents. They probably are more aware of this. And that can be a bit kind of crushing and a bit discouraging sometimes. But here's the really great news this morning, guys. Here's the really great news. God sent Jesus to save us from our sins. That's what we just heard a moment ago from the start of Matthew's gospel, isn't it? Jesus was born, and when he was born, he was given a name that was also his job description. You shall call him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. I guess it would be a little bit like Freddie. I think do you want to be a footballer when you grow up? Chatter Junior, fantastic. You want to be a footballer? It would be like calling you, we shall call you footballer, for you shall score many a goal. Or Juliana, I think at the moment you want to be an astronaut, do you? Yeah? We shall call you astronaut, for you shall explore many a planet. Jesus' name is his job description. As he grows up, he's going to be the one who saves his people from their sins. And here's the really, really good news. If we are feeling a bit crushed and a bit disappointed sometimes in the Christian life, listen to this. To save us from sin, God didn't ask us to replay our bad day and try and do it a bit better until eventually we get into his good books. Instead, God came to earth and performed the perfect action replay for us. That's what we're thinking about this morning, okay? That's what we're thinking about. We're thinking about the fact that Jesus performs the perfect action replay. And to kind of get that in our heads, we're not going to look at all of the little details as we've been doing through the last couple of weeks in Crossway Kids and here on a Sunday morning. We're not going to zoom into passages in particular. Instead, we're going to do a kind of recap. We're going to zoom out and look at the big events in Jesus's origins story. Origin story? I'm not sure. Because what we're going to find is that Jesus is retracing Israel's, God's people's, steps. Except that everywhere God's people fall, if only I could go back and do it again, Jesus succeeds. He's a bit like Junior in that clip a moment ago. I needed Junior to come in and save the day. I had multiple failed replays there, didn't I? And finally, we get the perfect action replay as Junior steps into my shoes and does some incredible football skills. But before we look at Jesus's origin story, we need to look at Israel's own story. Okay, we need to look at Israel's own story. Because we're not going to get that Jesus is doing an action replay unless we know the story of God's people first. So come with me on a journey. I'm going to get my Israel boots on, okay? I'm going to get my Israel boots on. And I'm going to go on a journey. I want you to come with me. And we're going to look at Israel's story now. Okay? So I'm going to go all the way over here. And we're going to look at five key landmarks. I need you to move with me, everyone, okay? We need to move with me. And that's it. Don't get up. Don't worry. Just the heads. That would go past Luigi's line, but for sure. And basically, if what I say in the next couple of minutes is going to kind of just fly over slightly, you need to remember five key landmarks. And we're going to all do them together, okay? So this is what we need to remember. Can you all say with me, creation. Egypt. It's the pyramids, you see. Red Sea.
Red Sea.
Wilderness.
Wilderness.
Mountain. Okay, that's what we need to remember. Okay, right, we're going to start with creation. Can I make my creation people stand up and show your slides? This is where the story begins. Show them to everyone. Brilliant. In the beginning, God created a good, good world. He made mankind to rule under him, but it doesn't go very well. It doesn't go very well. Adam and Eve, our first parents, they sin, and God punishes Adam and Eve. He sends them out of his presence, and just as he promised he would, when they disobey him. And to be honest, what goes on next doesn't go very well either. But almost out of nowhere, God makes some stunning promises to a guy called Abraham. He says, I'm going to make a people for myself. I'm going to be your God, and we're going to go to an incredible place, the promised land. And that story is in the story of Genesis. That's where our story begins. Fantastic. Can you sit down, please? Now on to part two. We're going to Egypt. Where's Egypt? I'm lost. There's Egypt. Let's show Egypt to everyone. Brilliant. Now soon, God's people, they're stuck. They're in trouble. They're in Egypt. They need rescuing from an evil king. He's called Pharaoh. And he knows that God's people are growing, so he starts trying to get rid of all the boys in the land. But God promises that he's going to save his people from Egypt. And he calls his people his son. He says, I'm going to save my son from Egypt. And that is exactly what happens. God saves his people. And you can find that story in the book of Exodus. Sit yourselves down. We're going to go to part three now. And part three is the Red Sea. The Red Sea. Thanks very much, ladies and gents. The Red Sea. Now, Israel flees Egypt and they come to the Red Sea. Oh no, it's like a huge roadblock. Who knows, going on a bear hunt? It's like, oh, we're going on an Exodus. We're going on a big one. We're not scared. We've got a mighty God. Uh-oh, Red Sea. We can't get over it. Can't get under it. We're going to have to go through it. And that is exactly what happens. God parts the Red Sea and he rescues his people through the Red Sea, through the water, and they walk through. Thanks very much. Now we're going on to part four of the journey, the wilderness. We're in the wilderness now. It's really hot in this corner over here. Really hot. After Israel comes through the water, they wander around in the desert for a while. And as they wander, once again, it doesn't go very well. God's people grumble. They sin against him. And they even say things like, we wish we were back in Egypt. We wish we were slaves again, enjoying our cucumbers. And they moan. They moan and they whinge. That is basically what happens in that part of the story. So if you could sit down, that would be wonderful. Thank you very much. We're going to go to the final part in the story now. Once they've done some wandering in the desert, they come to a mountain. They come to a mountain, Mount Sinai. And again, things don't go very well. And amazingly, graciously, God says, this is how you're going to live now. As a rescued people on the mountain, he says, this is how you're going to live in relationship with me. He gives a guy called Moses the law. But as he's doing that, it doesn't go very well. Israel worship a golden calf instead of the God who rescued them from Egypt. Thank you very much, mountain people. That is Israel's story. That is Israel's origin story. Okay, let's all say it together. Creation. Egypt. Red Sea. Wilderness. And mountain. And it's a story of a very kind God rescuing his people and bringing them towards the promised land. But it's a story that doesn't end well. I'm going to do a Jamie now. I'm going to spoil the end of the story again. It's a story that doesn't end well. Okay? Israel's story, even once they get into the promised land, eventually, they get kicked out. It's a story that ends in exile and death. It's a story that is sad. A story of sin replayed again and again on repeat. But it's also a story of hope. Because again and again and again, God promises that a savior is on the way. And we're going to sing a song now about Israel's story and the savior the story points to. Okay, it's called God's People in God's Place. And we're only going to do optional actions for the chorus, which goes like this. God's people in God's place, under his rule, we will have his blessing. Would any of the children like to come out and help me? If you want to come out and help, you can help. We're going to stand up. We're just doing the actions, kiddos, to the chorus, okay? Let's come and help. If you want to come and help, do it. Let's stand up. Let's start the music and let's sing about Israel's story and the Savior who's on the way. Well, turn around, guys, and we'll sing. Look. So we were just singing about Israel's story, which points us to Jesus, doesn't it? That was the final verse. Jesus, everything finally revealed. Within Israel's story of repeated failure lies the promise of a better one to come, a savior who would, as we heard from Matthew, save us from our sins. And Matthew really wants us to know that Jesus is the savior we need. He wants us to see that Jesus is stepping into Israel's shoes, retracing Israel's steps, and acting as a better Israel. Jesus is going to perform the perfect action replay. So now we're going to do an action replay. You ready, guys? We went round once. Now we're going to do a replay, and we're going to look at Jesus's origin story, and we're going to see how similar it is to Israel's origin story. Okay, when the king comes, he steps into his people's shoes and he retraces their steps. Ready for the perfect action replay? Okay, we're going to go back over here and we're going to start again with creation. Can my creation people stand up, please? Fantastic. Now, how on earth does Matthew's story start? Well, first of all, actually, it starts with a genealogy, much like some of the genealogies in Genesis, the book of Genesis, and there's actually a copy and paste job on the first verse of Matthew that comes from Genesis. But just look at this copy and paste job from when Jesus is born. Matthew 1, verse 18. The Genesis, literally, the Genesis of Jesus Christ took place in this way. Can you see what Matthew's doing? He is writing a book, again, of new beginnings. He says, this is a new beginning. It's a Genesis flashback right away in Matthew chapter 1. And also, there's other Genesis flashbacks I can tell you about. There's a miraculous birth, like there was with the patriarchs. There's a dreamer who's called Joseph. That sounds very much like Genesis. Anyway, sit yourselves down. Thanks so much, guys. We're going to move on to the next part of the story. The next part of the story is Egypt. Now, when we get to Matthew chapter 2, it does feel like we're in the second book of the Bible, Exodus. It feels like we're there. In Exodus, Pharaoh wanted the boys gone. This time it's Herod who wants the boys gone. And so Jesus makes this getaway, a bit like his people. Jesus makes this getaway from Herod. And we get this quote from Matthew. We get this quote, Matthew 2:15. This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Out of Egypt I called my son. Okay, so can you see the parallels that Matthew is making between Jesus fleeing and Israel fleeing? Thanks very much. Sit down. It's an action replay. It's an action replay. We're going next to the Red Sea. The Red Sea. Now, if you remember, straight after Israel fled Egypt, they had to go through water. And if we keep our eyes on Jesus, what we find is that straight after he flees and then comes back, we see him in water. We see him in water. He goes down into the Jordan. He comes back up again. And what do we hear God say? We hear him say this. This is a trailer for next week. Behold, a voice from heaven says, as Jesus goes up, down, and comes back up, this is my beloved son with whom I am well pleased. Israel, as they came out of Egypt through the waters, well, they were called God's son, but it didn't go very well for them, did it? Didn't turn out very well. But here we get that God is thrilled with this son. Thank you very much, guys. Next, we're going to go to the desert. It's another action replay again. What happens straight after Jesus goes through water? He ends up in the wilderness. Surprise, surprise. That's the next place he goes. And Jesus gets tempted. And whereas every time Israel failed in the wilderness, again, this is a trailer for 2 weeks' time, Jesus succeeds. Whenever Israel failed and were tempted, Jesus succeeds. Can you see again? It's going to be an action replay, but Jesus gets it right where Israel didn't. Thank you very much. And then the final part of our origin story today. Remember, this is Jesus' origin story. But it's looking very much like Israel's. Jesus went up on a mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. He opened his mouth, and he taught them. We go straight through the wilderness to a mountain where Jesus teaches his people how to live in his new kingdom. This time, it's not that God's giving the law to Moses. Jesus himself is speaking out God's word to the people around him. Thank you very much, guys. Jesus is an action replay. He is the perfect action replay. He steps into God's people's shoes. He retraces their steps. The only difference is that Jesus gets it all right all the time. There are no faults in his action replay. He never upsets his father, as we go on to see in the Gospel of Matthew. He is perfect. And this is a story that ends differently. It ends differently to Israel's story in the Old Testament. This story doesn't end in exile and death. Well, actually, there is death somewhere, isn't there? Jesus, the perfect one, swaps in for us. On the cross, he dies the death that we deserved. He pays for failures, repeat failures, like you and me, who sin again and again and again. But this story, ultimately, it doesn't end in exile and death. It ends in life, salvation, eternal life when Jesus is raised. Now, why is that such good news for us this morning? It's all very well saying, oh, Matthew knows his Old Testament while he's trying to kind of get us to spot the links. Why is that such good news for us this morning? Well, it's good news because if you are trusting in Jesus Christ this morning, his perfect action replay becomes our perfect action replay. If we are trusting in Jesus, then the perfect one died for our sins and gave us his perfect action replay, his righteousness. I just think back a moment ago to that. Can I just grab Junior a second? Think back a moment ago to that replay with Junior and I. It was wonderful, wasn't it? Seeing Junior's skills. It was wonderful seeing Junior's skills. But if I'm just watching, I don't really benefit very much from that. I need to be on Team Junior. Okay? I need to be on Team Junior to benefit from Junior's skills. And his perfect football skills become my perfect football skills. He's representing me out on the pitch, aren't you? Thanks so much, Junior. You wouldn't pick me in the first place, would you? Thanks, Junior. It's the same with Jesus, okay? If we are on Team Jesus, then the Bible says, if we're believing and trusting in Jesus, if we're on Team Jesus, the Bible says his perfect action replay becomes ours. Why is that so cool? Why is that so cool? Well, let's go back to where we started a minute ago. It means that no matter what the day was that you had, no matter how many moments there were of you saying, if only I could just replay that, if only I could just have another go. Maybe it was at school and you rebelled against God, or maybe it was in the office, or maybe it's something you're thinking about from years ago. Even as a Christian now, that happens, doesn't it? We know that when Jesus sees us, when God sees us, he sees Jesus' action replay. We've all been haunted, haven't we? We've all been haunted by things that we have done in our past. And we've all got to the end of the day, haven't we, and thought, I sinned again, and it was the same sin. And even though we've said sorry to God, what is it that the devil loves to do? The devil loves to get us to replay our failed attempts. He loves to get us to do the failed replay again and again. Sam, you can't be a Christian, because remember, you did that. Let's just replay it in your heads. Happens a lot at night time, I think, for me. That's one of the, let's just replay that. When that happens, replace the replays in your head with Jesus's perfect action replay. That is the replay that plays in front of God if you're a Christian. God sees you as perfect. If you're on Team Jesus, Jesus's perfect action replay has become yours. And you have eternal life because of his performance, not your own. Let me pray. You are to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Father, we thank you so much for what we've seen about Jesus Christ this morning. Thank you that he lived the perfect life we could never live. Thank you that he died the death that we deserve to forgive us. And thank you that he, if we are trusting in him, has given us his perfect righteousness, his perfect action replay. And that is how we stand before you. We pray, Father, you'd help us to remember that, to rejoice in that, and then to go on tomorrow, whatever the end of today looks like, living for you in the strength of your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.